In Italy, politicians, religious leaders, and just plain folks are up in arms over a judge's order to remove a crucifix from a schoolroom. The ruling has yet to be enforced and theoretically could apply to all crosses in public places in Italy. The controversy underscores changes in Italy and Europe's unease with immigrants. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
European interior ministers gathered in Italy this week to discuss religious tolerance, but the meeting was overshadowed by a judge's ruling in a case filed by a Muslim rights advocate. He complained that the crucifix displayed in his children's school discriminates against Muslims. The judge ruled that crucifixes show the state's will to place Catholicism at the center of the universe without regard for the role of other religions in human development. The ruling sparked a national row, and Deputy Prime Minister Gianfranco Fini addressed Parliament to express the government's dismay.
The crucifix is a symbol of our identity. The government believes that removing it from our schoolrooms is a total absurdity.
For several days, the Vatican daily, L'Osservatore Romano, expressed outrage. And on Wednesday, even Pope John Paul II commented. His voice stronger than in recent weeks, John Paul stressed that the cross of Christ is the eloquent symbol of a loving, caring civilization, and he described it as the source of light, of comfort, and of hope for mankind through all time. Catholicism stopped being Italy's official state religion in 1984. But this is a country with thousands of conflicting laws. Two pieces of legislation dating from the fascist 1920s that are still on the books state that schools must display crucifixes, although the laws are not strictly enforced. What has been striking in this country, where Catholic Church attendance is one of the lowest in Europe, is that public opinion has been so unified in criticizing the judge's ruling. Muslim leaders have criticized the order, and even leftists have joined the chorus, defending crosses as symbols of what they call Italy's cultural roots. Campo dei Fiori is a market square in central Rome. It's here that during the Inquisition, heretics were burned at the stake. It's also not far from the old ghetto, where for centuries Jews were locked up by church authorities. Capinera is a woman in her 70s who sells T-shirts.
Io sono ebrea. A me non ha mai dato fastidio.
She says, I'm Jewish. The crucifix never bothered me. I was even once hospitalized in a Catholic clinic where the crucifix hung on the wall above my bed. And during the Nazi occupation, I hid for months in a Catholic convent. I have nothing else to add. One of the very few voices approving the ruling is that of 18-year-old Chiara Zampa, who has a small sequined cross on her sweater. She says, I love all crosses, but I don't think it's right to display them in schools if somebody doesn't like it. If I want a crucifix, I can put it up in my home. This view is shared by many Italian teachers, including the national secretary of the biggest teachers' union, Gabriella Giorgetti.
We have 40% of students coming from different countries in the same classroom, and they may be Muslim or from China or from different countries. They have different beliefs, so we think that it's against a multicultural education to have a crucifix on the wall.
The crucifix debate has shined a light on one of Europe's most sensitive issues, the fear that traditional societies and their values are being undermined by the arrival of non-Christian workers. Italy, which has the lowest birth rate in the world, has 2.5 million officially registered immigrants and an unknown number of unregistered ones. Italy's 800,000 Muslims, the crucifix debate is very unwelcome. Many fear anger over the judge's ruling could be used as an excuse for racial hatred. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.